The GOP tax overhaul passed the House yesterday with the support of three of the region's Republican representatives. Central New York Representative John Katko is defending his vote in the face of some criticism. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Katko says the changes will stimulate the nation's economy.
Representative John Katko says the bill he voted for yesterday is even better after it went through the conference committee with the Senate version. The bill retains the historic tax credit, which was used to restore the Hotel Syracuse. It no longer taxes the tuition waivers that some graduate students use to pay for school, and it allows taxpayers some flexibility on whether they want to deduct their state income, sales, or property taxes, capped at $10,000. On top of that, Katko says it's going to stimulate the region's economy.
The analysis is very, very solid. The vast majority of my constituents, particularly the middle class and the working class, are absolutely going to be getting a tax cut here. There's no question about it.
Despite those changes, some of Katko's constituents were not happy with the final product. They rallied outside of his office in Syracuse Tuesday. Central New York AFL-CIO President Anne Marie Tellercio says the bill favors the rich at the expense of the middle class.
Who are the people having more money? The middle class, the workers might have a few pennies at the beginning. I don't need $75 more. I need health insurance for my babies. I need my parents to have their nursing homes.
Mohawk Valley Representative Claudia Tenney and Congressman Tom Reed, who represents part of Western New York and the Finger Lakes, also voted for the bill. North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik did not. She says the partial repeal of the state and local income tax deduction will hurt too many of her constituents who rely on it to make ends meet. The House will have to vote on the bill again after some of its provisions violated Senate parliamentarian rules, but Katko says he expects it to pass again and be signed into law today. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.